Yeah.
Ah, I'm going to growl because I'm waiting for you, Mace.
Hello?
Hey, you're here.
Oh,
time
geez.
To growl.
Oh, jeez.
So, game on.
We lost internet? I still have
internet.
I hear
you.
You're on the air, Mace. Oh, my goodness.
This is great.
Hello? Do we not have the internet?
Mace, you're here. Game time.
Well, Momo,
hey, Lance.
You're here.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we
I hear Mace.
Quick... Yeah, we'll
I hear him, too.
Them.
I don't know. Something's going on with him.
Cross-locked.
Hey, listen, wait, let's be quiet. Let's listen to what he's going to say.
This is great. Hey, so Rajon Rondo was meeting the media today. Has he started his press conference
yet? Yeah, we talked to
yet?
Him really quick. Yeah, we
it
talked to him.
Shows bars.
Oh, my God.
This is great radio.
That text message. Okay, I can't hear you guys, though.
Uh-oh.
You have that
hey,
Rondo interview ready? Hey, there you go.
Woo-hoo. Has the show already started?
Yep.
Yes, it has.
You guys started without me?
Well, sort of.
Kind of.
How did
to.
It go? How was it, Momo? Was it as rough as I
could have been worse. Could have
been
worse.
Good.
Well, it was great because you were me. You were literally saying, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is anybody there?
Hello.
Are we on the
do
radio?
Do I lose the internet?
Do I have to hit the open one more time?
Yeah, hit the open one more
let's
time.
Let's do that
let's
again.
Start this thing for real.
No. Let's just not. It was fun.
Let's give
what did Morales say? I don't even know what Morales said.
Oh, he was making fun of your, trading Lindsay and yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know what happened. Spectrum sucks. That's the slogan lately for the show. The internet went down briefly there. I'm glad we're back. And Momo, how you feeling?
You know what? I'm good. I had a very emotional morning. Two very emotional things I did.
Right.
First was Daniel's little preschool orientation. Ugh. Ugh. They say it's harder on the parents than it is on the kid. It was hard on both of us.
Okay.
He was crying. I was crying.
What makes that hard?
Oh, I mean,
everybody crying?
No, everybody else was fine. I was just the weirdo. And I had already had my hair and makeup done because I had to do a round the horn for Jackie Mack's last show. So
yeah,
that was
Jackie McMullen, who's just an absolute legend, retiring from ESPN, from everything, right?
Just from ESPN for now. And she has a project she's doing at the Ringer that's a really special project that I know she is going to finish up. So after that, I don't know what she does, but
I think
she'll be, you know what? It's the right way to retire where everybody's like, wait, you're retiring? Really? Like you have like 5 or 6 more years if you want.
And, exactly.
And she's just hanging it up. Like I'm good. I feel like being retired and
they're going to have to drag me out of here, Momo.
Really?
Oh, they're going to have to drag me out of here. I'm not leaving. I will die with this mic in my hand.
I don't
you
see
will
that
have
for
to
you.
Pry this microphone from my dead cold hand.
Wow, really? I thought you'd be like, I thought you would send a fax one day.
A fax.
Mason
yeah, I'm
out.
Send a fax.
Mason out.
So, Momo, I'm going to start out in a different place. I'm incredibly excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in as long as I can remember, 710 ESPN is going to be live and local from 10 in the morning till 7 at night.
Wow.
Keyshawn, 6 to 10. Then Travis and Sliwa, 10 to 1. Me and John from 1 to 4. And then Sedano and Cap from 4 to 7. That's so we can bring you everything you need to know about all of our Los Angeles teams. Isn't that a think about all the new shows you're going to be able to fill in on, Momo.
Well, it depends. I really only fill in with you.
Oh, is that right? Do you pass on everybody else?
I wouldn't say pass. I just ghost Greg a little bit and make him have to track me down in studio. And then sometimes if he tracks me down in studio and then like pins me down on it, I'll be like, okay, fine.
Fine. I'll do Sedano's show. So
I'll do Sedano's show, yeah.
But I'm really excited about it, and it's a way to serve all you guys who are listening right now. Travis and Sliwa have done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
They're getting the extra hour. Keyshawn gets the extra hour, and then you've got me and John and Sedano and Cap, so we're really, really excited about it.
I listened to Travis and Sliwa on the way in here today.
Travis and Sliwa would do a great job.
Yeah, they did a good job. The only thing is, Jorge, we really need to talk to Alan Sliwa about how he pronounces Julio Urias' name.
What's he, how's he saying it?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
He says, it's just weird. No,
I'll find it. It's not even close.
And it's a good day to be able to pronounce Julio Urías's name correctly because last night there was a minute there, Momo. And here's how this went. So we were perfect going into the fifth inning.
Yep.
And I almost sent Jorge a text saying it's going to be a special night. And I did not, but I think the actual thought is what broke up the perfect game.
It's your thought. Your thought bubble is what broke it up.
Just my thought when I acknowledged, yes, maybe special. Because, you know, nothing.
Did you type it? Did you actually type the text and then not hit send?
I did. I started typing it and didn't send it because I thought I'm going to jinx it. I'm going to jinx it. But I wrote the text. There is nothing more exciting to me in sports than the idea of a no-hitter in a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is. By the way, who's doing Lie of the Day, me or you?
I think it's me.
Okay, you do Lie of the Day, so think up a good story, and we'll try to figure out at the end of the show.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, and I was the bat boy for the Toledo Mudhens. It was my very first baseball job.
Nice.
And my roommate was a guy named Ray Smith, who is now like a manager at Single A somewhere in the South. And Dave Rigetti was pitching for the Columbus Clippers, and Dave Rigetti goes to the bottom of the ninth inning with a perfect game. And Ray Smith is the batter with two outs. So it's my roommate. And Ray Smith looked hopeless on his first two swings. Rigetti was just ridiculous that night. And on his third swing, he hits the ball into home plate, and it bounces about 75 feet into the air. And he was able to get to first base before a catcher was be able to throw him out. So it was broken up on that particular pitch and on that particular weak hit. So I was actually, in that scenario, because the game was out of reach, I was kind of rooting against Ray. I was rooting for the perfect game, right?
Yeah.
I get to be on the field for the perfect game. So you know the famous story about me and no hitters.
No.
I had a stalker. I don't want to say her name, but I had this woman stalking me. This was back when Ireland and I were doing the show, I think in the 90s.
Wow.
And Ramon Martinez.
From the Dodgers?
Was the pitcher for the Dodgers. And we were taking a bunch of listeners to a Dodgers game. And the stalker, who actually worked for us at the station in promotions, announced that she was going to go to the Dodgers game with us. And I said, I am not going to that game. I'm not going to the game with the stalker. I refuse. Ramon Martinez, no-hitter. That was my one chance only to see a no-hitter.
Wow.
I've never been in person for a no-hitter in my life. It is a dream of mine. And I'm so ridiculous that even after the second inning, if somebody gets a hit, I will say, there goes the no-hitter. There goes the no-hitter. Last night, how good was Julio Urías? I mean, man.
Dealing.
Wow.
Dealing.
Perfect game into the fifth.
Do we have Sliwa yet?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, it's so funny.
First 15-game winner in Major League Baseball. Mookie Betts hit a home run on his own bobble night with his mom there.
Mookie's mom. Can we talk about Mookie's mom?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. She stole the show for me.
Yeah, like, she did.
She was just so great getting out there, throwing the first pitch, but also just the way she did it.
Yep.
You know, she worked that crowd, right?
Oh, yes, she did.
She worked the crowd. And I remember a story about her where she was his coach. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
She coached him when he was growing up because he was really small and nobody wanted him on the team because he was like a really small kid on Okay, this is a Mother's Day story that was in the LA Times a few years ago.
Okay.
Okay. Diana Benedict was a three-sport athlete herself. She sharpened her baseball skills on her family farm. She was a sports fanatic, even naming her son Marcus Lynn Betts because she wanted the initials to spell out MLB. Get it?
Oh, wow.
While Mookie's father was a track and field basketball player, it was his mother who taught him how to play America's favorite pastime. Quote, she was my first coach, Betts told MLB.com. She would go out and throw. Whatever sport it was, she would go out and play with me. And I remember sometimes we used to race almost every day. She said I got to the point where I would start to beat her consistently, so she quit then. We were always doing something, and I thank her for everything she's done.
Wow. Ugh, throughout so the first pitch, Mookie bobblehead night. He blew her a kiss after he hit the home run. Special night for Mookie and his mom. And a huge night for Julio Urías, who just threw a monster game, first 15-game winner in Major League Baseball. And the Dodgers, because of the Giants' loss to Milwaukee, have pulled to within a game and a half of the San Francisco Giants for first place in the National League West. We are in this thing. We're going to run them down. This weekend is going to be critical. Rest of this Atlanta series is going to be critical. Three-game series, then three-game series against San Francisco. We got a chance to Monday be in first place in the National League West for the first time since April. First time since April.
Oh,
I underestimated the Giants all year long, Momo.
Me too. I kept waiting for them to fall off and get tired or, you know, get hurt.
I kept saying, you know, they're old and they're getting some surprising performances from some starting pitchers like Kevin Gausman and Anthony DeSclafani, who've not been especially good during the course of their careers, and they're thrown like studs. They're in it, and they're going to be, I think, the wild card. I think that will be the wild card team. And I think we will potentially see the Giants in a seven-game National League Championship Series. Think about that.
Wow. Wow.
Seven games against the Giants in the NLCS would be just a thrilling series. And talk about history. Mm-hmm. You know, given our history with the Giants, even this week, given our history with the Giants and how much, you know, I think every Angelino, well, not every Angelino, but every Dodger fan certainly hates the Giants. Hates the Giants.
I went to school up in Northern California, and it was just, it was so hard every day. Like, you just had to read about the Giants. You had all these Giants fans all around you. And, I went to a couple of games, and I tried not necessarily to root for them, but to just not hate. And it was really hard. I don't think I ever got there.
Yeah, no, it's really, really tough. I hate that team. I hate that they got those couple of chips while we were scuffling a little bit. That pissed me off. But this is the year we got our revenge. Chase them down now this week for the NL West title. And, you know, one of the things that Lindsay and I were talking about as we were getting ready for the show is in a five-game series, because even if we get the wild card, win the wild card game, we're going to have a five-game series. In a five-game playoff series, what is your rotation? You've got Buehler, you got Scherzer, you got Urías, and you've got Kershaw. And we'll assume, for hypothetical sake, Kershaw's working his way back, but let's just suppose that he's going to get a couple of starts and looks really good down the stretch for the Dodgers.
I think I want Kershaw starting one of those games. Let's just assume that he can, right? Like, physically he can.
Assume he's fine and he throws well down the stretch.
Because Kershaw is such a creature of habit. I mean, his preparation is always... I mean, every first day after a start, he does this. The second day after a start, he does that. I mean, it's just the preparation for him is almost, I don't want to use the word maniacal, but that's really what it is. I mean, he has got it down to the minute. So I don't want to mess up his routine. I don't want to put him in a different situation. And I've seen Urías come out of the bullpen. He did that all last year.
He
can. So I would almost split the game between Kershaw and Urías, and then I have Scherzer and Walker Buehler start the other two.
I'm going to say the shocking decision, the controversial one, I start Buehler game one, Scherzer game two, and Urías game three.
And what about Kershaw?
And I leave Kershaw out of that starting rotation for the postseason.
Yeah, so he would
at least
game
for a
five-game
game
series.
He'd be game four for me.
Okay.
Kershaw's game four.
Game four.
And by the way, you could use four starters in a five-game playoff series, but I don't know why you wouldn't come back with Buehler in a game four. But I'm curious what people think about that. If you're a Dodgers fan and we get to a five-game series, how do you line up your rotation? You've got Scherzer, you've got Urías. Wait, say it again.
Urías. It's almost like Reyes. Like, he's almost saying like Reyes.
Question mark about Urías is as
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not there yet.
Like, I was like, Ureas. I was like, somebody tell him. Somebody tell him.
Yeah, somebody.
Question mark about Ureas is.
Did somebody tell him?
No.
Oh, you would think Travis, who knows baseball inside and out, Travis, who's a Dodger fan, you would think Travis would have been able to say,
like, here's
hey,
the thing.
Wait a minute.
We live in Los Angeles. You need to know how to pronounce Spanish names. You just do.
Like, call Julio.
Julio.
Julio. Yeah. Yeah, at least go with Julio,
yeah.
Alan. Al, as they call it, as Travis likes to call him, Al. So if you're a Dodger fan, how do you want that rotation to line up in a five-game series? Because no matter what, first of all, I think we're going to chase down the Giants and have a five-game series. Either way, we win the wild card, we get a five-game series. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Also, something has genuinely pissed me off with Starbucks. Ooh. Do you want to know what it is?
Oh, yeah. I love angry Starbucks stories.
Okay, I will tell you next. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, what's going on? It is Tuesday, and last night, the Dodgers come up with the big win. Julio Urías, a great performance as they beat the Braves. Milwaukee beat San Francisco. That means we are 1.5 games behind the Giants in the National League West. We're going to run them down, people. We're going to run. You feel good about it, Momo?
I kind of do, too. I thought I have the whole time. And the Giants keep hanging on. So, I just can't believe the Dodgers have had this good of a run with Mookie Betts being hurt, Seager being hurt, Bellinger not being good. Like, the fact that they're even here makes me think, okay, well, all they have to do is get their main guys going.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this today. I was toying with this idea of who is the starting rotation. Who are the three guys you throw in a five-game series? I guess you could throw four. But how would you line up that rotation for a postseason series of five games? 877-710-ESPN. For me, I think it's a no-brainer. I think you've got to start Bueller in game one. You've got to start Scherzer in game two. And you've got to start Urías in game three. Kershaw is your fourth starter for this postseason run. Now, what does that do to Kershaw, who has, you know, who's the legacy player? He is a historic player for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was 2-0 in the World Series last year and finally got the proverbial monkey off of his back. Don't you take that personally? And then do you potentially lose Kershaw emotionally for the rest of the postseason? What do you think, Momo?
I don't think you lose him. I think he'd be fine with whatever. I mean, the truth about Kershaw came out of the bullpen that one time against the Nationals, remember? In that series, I still have a shirt that says Kershaw saves. Remember when he ran out of the bullpen?
Yeah, that's right, against the Nationals.
Yeah, he came in and did it. Like, I don't like to mess with his routines because I know how important that is to him. And I would say just throw Kershaw out there for the start and pull him after one time through the lineup. And then I would give the rest of the game to Urías because he hasn't really thrown deep into games. Like, he made it through, what, five innings last night?
Six innings. He made it into the
five and made it into the six. So, you know, you can have Kershaw as your middle reliever, but I think that disrupts his routine in terms of starting, whereas Urías has shown the ability to handle that in the past.
Let's go to Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm good, guys. You know, both of you have very good points. Steve, yes, your three top strong pitchers, you named them, Bueller, Scherzer, and Urías. However, Momo, you do have a good point about Kershaw. I don't mess with him too much. And he can, that was a great idea, maybe start him, you know, or start Urías, who goes, like you said, doesn't always go that deep into games. But Urías has proved that he can be a long-time relief pitcher and just kill people. So he's probably got more versatility than Kershaw. So that's what I would look at as possibilities. Do I make any sense?
Yeah, I think you do. And the other, you know, possibility here, I guess, is to throw Kershaw in game three and use Julio Urias in that role we used him in the World Series. He is the guy you bring in for the final three innings or the final two innings. I mean, he was standing on the mound when we actually won the World Series. So he could also play that role. He could be kind of the Uber reliever if you wanted to go that direction. I'd prefer him to be in the rotation. I mean, he's been virtually unhittable for the last six starts.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been awesome.
It's a tough call. You got it. You know, you really, you sort of can't lose either way because, man, when he comes in, he is lights out. And yes, this season he's been a terrific starter. So,
yeah.
You know, hey, for the other team, it's kind of pick your poison.
Solomon, thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Valerio in Torrance. Valerio, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Longtime fan.
Thank
you,
man.
So, yeah, really quickly, I agree with Momo. I think Kershaw doesn't care either way. I mean, you know, we were trying to get that ring and we got it. So I think emotionally, I feel like Urias would be more maybe upset if he doesn't get that start. I mean, yeah, you go Bueller, you follow with Max Scherzer, and then you go Urias. And, you know, and maybe if you go to four, you get Kershaw. If not, the next series, get Kershaw in there if he's healthy and maybe start game one. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, follow with Bueller, Max again, and Urias. I mean, I think this is our year again, and let's go Dodgers.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, the other possibility is that you say you're up 2-1 in a five-game series. Then maybe you throw Kershaw in game four, right? Or do you try to close him out with Bueller? I'm not sure which direction you go. You could throw Kershaw in a game four if you're up 2-1 in a series, right?
Are you asking me or the caller?
I was asking you, yeah.
You know, I think you can. Like, I just think that, to me, Urias has been more... Like, he's been great this year as a starter, but they already gave him an extra day of rest. So this shows me that he needs a little more rest right now, that they're trying to load manage him. And so, you know, I don't think you want to start him in game one because I don't think you want to come back to him in game four if it's 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Walker Bueller, maybe the same thing. He's thrown more innings than he ever has.
Yep.
So I actually would start Scherzer in game one.
No.
I would go really? Scherzer game one because he's shown the ability to go on short rest. If it's 2-1 and you want to come back with your ace, I think he's done that before. Whereas I don't know that I want Urias or Bueller going on short rest.
Yeah, but are you really not going to start the Cy Young Award winner in game one of a playoff series?
Depends on if he's already had to pitch the All-Star game, right? If they're in the wild-card game, I think I'm going with Bueller. But if they win the division and they start game one, and let's say they fall behind 2-1, I don't know that I want one of my young guys out there on short rest.
Oh, Bueller's a stud, man. Captain Game 7, man. Mm. He is the guy you want on the mound.
On short rest, though, I think he's great. But short rest, to me, is an acquired skill.
Yeah, by the way, this is a luxury of, luxury of riches, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
because we actually have a debate about who the number one starter is. Let's go to Renee in La Habra. Renee, you're on 710. What's going on?
Hey, Mace, Mr. Sunshine. Hey, what happened to Mr. Doom and Gloom from yesterday who kept complaining about all the rest and how they should be able to pitch, how we should pitch Urias on Sunday? You forget how much you kept saying that yesterday?
Did you hear me back down from that position?
No, but today you don't even acknowledge it.
I still believe I wanted Scherzer to pitch Sunday against the Giants. My mind has not changed.
But did things work out fine the way that they worked out? We're one and a half games out, and Urias pitched a great game last night on 5 days rest.
Correct, but we're not going to see Scherzer against the Giants. That's the difference. We're not going to see Scherzer on Sunday. Right. We're going to see David
Price
still
on Friday.
Out,
and let's just get there first. What happens if we don't even get there? What if we're three games behind when we enter that series? Let's get to that series in the best shape possible and then take on the Giants.
All right, Renee, I have not changed my tune, by the way. I still believe I would rather see Scherzer pitch game three against the Giants on Sunday. But I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much.
He said, yeah, Mr. Sunshine.
Mr. Sunshine. Am I not the happiest guy on the radio? I'm so happy.
I think you're pretty happy. I think you just got back from this awesome vacation in Costa Rica where you're zip lining and whitewater rapids and
exactly.
I mean, you
exactly.
even did a mace plant and you
survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-710-ESPN. You know what's coming? Oh, by the way, okay, here's what pisses me off about Starbucks. So pumpkin spice mm-hmm. is they always make such
it's
a big deal.
Good.
Oh, we've
I
got
know,
pumpkin
like
spice now and it always comes in the fall. You know when it came this year? August the 18th.
I know.
August the 18th, they started the pumpkin spice. They're not even waiting for summer to be over until they go with the pumpkin spice. It's almost like when they start putting out Christmas decorations in late October.
I know.
It's too early.
It's too early.
Early. You're accelerating the calendar too much.
But, Mace, you know what this is? This is part of the cutting into summer that's happening all across America, and I'm not okay with it. School has started in early August now. Like, that's the start of the school year. It's early August.
Well, I always went to school in late August. Yeah, kids are going to school now.
It used to be Labor Day. Labor Day was the end of summer, but the whole line, don't wear white after Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
That's because you wear white in the summer to keep yourself cool when it's really hot. That's the line. Okay. What happened to Labor Day? That used to be like your last hurrah, 3-day weekend to get away from it all, and then you go back to school. And yeah, now it's like August or like August 5th, August 6th is the start of school. Like, what are we doing to our kids?
Well, I mean,
when do they have summer?
Okay, but frankly, you know, I think it's probably good to get kids back in school.
It is, but this started before COVID even. This was like moving up of the school calendar. Why did they do that? Does anybody know why they moved it up?
I don't. Lindsay,
do you know why they moved it so early?
Have you picked up on this as a subject?
Nope. I mean, it's been ever since I've gone to school, we've always started in August.
Yeah,
well, that was
I always started in August, too.
Yeah, in California, it was always after Labor Day.
Yep, after September. Yeah, September.
Yeah, that was like the end of summer. And I think they were like, I think maybe they added a week in there for Christmas break. So the winter break got an extra week, so they started earlier. I think they needed kids needed more hours.
If you're a teacher, call us.
Let me know.
Yeah, if you're a teacher, 877-710-ESPN. Why'd they change it?
Yeah, so stupid. So too early. Let kids have a summer.
Momo, you know what is coming next?
What?
It is Wheel of Questions. Oh. And as promised, I've not put – now that that one question is off the board from yesterday, there are no more serious questions
good.
This week.
That was intense yesterday.
It was
Renee,
intense.
Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, Renee. Come at me, Renee. Come at me.
Where's Al Roker?
Mr. Sunshine.
Oh, yeah,
where's Al Roker?
Let me pull it.
Al Roker. Somebody said he's too old to be standing out in a hurricane. Al Roker, Mr. Congeniality from the Today Show.
Great.
Let's rip. Do you have it there, Jorge?
He's getting it.
Okay. Tell you what, we'll get Wheel of Questions in here for you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Why is school starting in August instead of September like it used to? Let's go to Patrice in Riverside, who has insight on this. Hey, Patrice, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Everything is great. So are you
a
teacher?
No, I'm not a teacher. I was on the school site council while my kids were in high school. And the moving up of the school year was a long process. It had to start with the primary schools and then moved up to the high school level so that when the kids are in high school, their first semester ends before Christmas break or winter break, because how it used to be, starting later in August or after Labor Day, kids would go on winter break, but then they would still have to come back after winter break to finish first semester.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I got a text from another friend who says it lines up with testing for seniors.
Well, that, you know, and that's
another aspect of it, right?
Yes. And then with it starting in the beginning of August, they now get out before Memorial Day weekend. So their summer actually starts before Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, thank you for the phone call, Patrice. That's very nice of you to call.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Momo, does that make sense? So summer actually starts early.
Yeah, I guess. So kids can take finals before winter break. Yeah, okay.
And so you get out before Memorial Day.
I always thought it was about, like, AP tests.
Yeah.
AP tests. And for, you know, this happened to a lot of us where you take your – when you get to high school, all those tests are done on sort of that East Coast calendar. East Coast kids get out earlier. They usually get out before Memorial Day, and then they start earlier. So I always just thought they wanted to standardize it because, you know, they have to give the same test. So if you have like AP U.S. history, you can't have people in Massachusetts taking that test 3 weeks before the people in California, because they'll just the questions are out there. Now the test's out.
So, Momo, you are a proud Cal grad.
Right.
And you obviously need high SAT scores to get into Cal. Do you recall what your SAT score was?
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, I never tell people exactly what it was, but I can tell you back
just
then.
Just between us.
Well, between us, because no one's listening.
Yeah.
It was over 700 in each of the ones.
So you were at 1,400?
And some.
Well, you know what, Momo?
Yeah.
I was at 1,450.
There you go.
So this is the smart guy show today. It's
you're not supposed
to
tell people that.
Yeah, I know. Now, I've gotten stupid over the years, you know, in part because of, you know, my favorite pastime.
Well,
Budayeska!
And each mace plant probably takes off at least 10 IQ points.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, it is time for the Wheel of Questions. It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. We love these guys. And don't forget, if you've got a car around and not being used, you can bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, let's spin the wheel. And okay, this is an interesting question. Fun, interesting.
Okay.
Question is, do you believe in a sixth sense? Do you believe in a sixth sense?
Yeah, I think I do. Like, it's your intuition, essentially. Like, you're listening
Correct.
To your gut. Yeah, I totally believe in that. I'm going to quote my therapist.
Okay, good.
she always says, when you have an instinct about something or you have an intuition about something, you have to listen to it right then, because things can change. And when you have that intuition, that sixth sense, it's for that moment. But if you let, like, you know, 3 weeks go by or something, you'll talk yourself out of it, or you'll find some reason to do something else. But if you have a sixth sense and you have an intuition or instinct about a certain situation, listen to it.
Yeah, I always like when people say, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to – somewhere in your head, you knew that was going to happen. That's a sixth sense. Lindsay, what about you? Sixth sense, do you believe in it?
Yep, and I definitely have it. I feel like I would make a great investigator or like a detective because of it. I always can sense it, sniff it out, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's – you listen to a lot of crime podcasts, too. I would think that gives you an advantage, too, right?
Yep, totally.
You've seen it all before. You've heard it all before. Jorge, a sixth sense.
Yeah, I'm with the crowd on this one. I do think it's intuition. So, you know, there's been decisions that I've had to make, and if I didn't make them at the time, then they wouldn't have happened. So,
yeah, I believe there's just something in the air sometimes that you pick up on. It's an instinct. Momo, you sort of nailed it. It's an instinct. It's a gut feeling. Those are both representative of a sixth sense. You know, speaking of which, you remember the movie The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Am I the only guy that knew all along that Bruce Willis was dead?
Really? You knew that?
I wanted to stand up and yell, he's dead!
You got that early? I did not get that.
I got that super early. I was like, oh yeah, he's obviously dead. Wow. That's what they're doing in this.
Did you have the intuition about Fight Club too? Did you get that?
No, did not. And you know what? I'm the one guy that does not like the end of Fight Club.
What?
I didn't like the idea.
Yeah, it was a little much. It did go a little far.
I didn't like the idea of him kicking his own ass. I thought that was just weird. Fight Club's a great movie, though.
Yeah.
You know, we don't talk about Fight Club because of the first rule of Fight Club, which is don't talk about Fight Club.
I haven't seen them, though. Thanks for the spoilers.
Wait a minute. You haven't seen The Sixth Sense?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, the waiting period
I
is
see
over,
dead
my
people.
Friend.
No, it's just not my thing. Not
it's
my
been 25 years.
Yeah, I know.
It's been 25 years.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, I've got actually something kind of fun.
Ooh.
Somebody, a friend of ours named Ryan Kugler, who is a listener to the show, sent us something called Mason and Ireland Bingo. I will explain what that is coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, Matthew Stafford. We're getting ready. What are we, 12 days away now, I think, from Rams opening up against the Chicago Bears. And by the way, it will not be Justin Fields. We will see the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, in that game at SoFi Stadium.
Well, there's some. That's one of the other big news of the day.
Sure.
Cam Newton
cut, huh?
Out of a job.
Everybody yesterday, I was watching all the shows,
yep.
You know, that I watch in the morning, Around the Horn and all that stuff, Pardon the Interruption and all those shows. And they're all, like, who's going to start, Mac or Cam Newton? Everybody said Cam. I don't think anybody really saw this coming.
No. I mean, I kind of did last week when Cam got put into the COVID protocols and he missed 5 days of practice. Because Cam's one of the quarterbacks in the league who's sort of outspokenly unvaccinated. Kirk Cousins is the other one, and Carson Wentz too, right? He just missed 5 days,
yeah.
And I think in the NFL, it's like if your quarterback is not vaccinated, I mean, that's really not reliable. Like you're gonna miss five days if you even have close contact. Like even if you test negative, they just make you miss 5 days. And so, I think other positions you can probably get away with that, but the quarterback is so important.
Yeah. And I'm saying to Lindsay, or I don't want to turn it into COVID talk,
right,
but
right.
I mean, take one for the team. Take one for the team, right? Literally. all right. So Mason Ireland Bingo, our friend Ryan Kugler emailed this over the weekend, and he's got a square of 25 potential bingo blocks. Okay. So I'm going to read these to you. Tell me if you think they make sense. All right. So Chewy makes noise.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Your Chewy makes noise. Ireland brings up the Khalil Mack trade all the time.
That's
all
good.
The time.
Yeah.
Mason defends Kenley Jansen.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, me too.
Ramona creates a great game. It's very rare that you actually put a bingo chip there.
Yeah.
Ramona creates a terrible game.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that one's really popular.
Yeah.
That one's popular. Michael Thompson says something only Michael Thompson can get away with saying.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's like no most of question. The things that Michael says.
Yes. Here's one for you, Jorge. Jorge laughs.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. Go Niners. There's the laugh.
There it is.
All right. Mason references call letters of a previous radio station job. WRQN. WNEW. Yeah, that's me. I do that. Ramona gets too competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
She's
happens.
A competitor.
Oh, she can win the month today.
Every day.
She can win the month today.
Yeah, you can win.
Isn't
right?
it my
you,
game?
It's your – oh, yeah, it's your
Yeah,
game.
I can't win the month. I have to stand on my win yesterday. That's why yesterday, in the truest sense of the word, was a must-win for me.
It was a must-win because it's almost game today. Good
you
point.
You can win. If Lindsay wins today, you win it.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
I had to win yesterday.
Yeah,
if I did not win yesterday, I was out of it. All right. I performed with all of the pressure on me, and I delivered.
Oh, we heard.
I'm telling you guys, it was one of my greatest accomplishments.
Yeah, no, it really was. That's sad that it's one of your greatest accomplishments. All right. Lindsay plugs her at Lindsay Baseball.
Oh, gosh,
Instagram.
That's going to be seven times a show.
Oh, my God. That is,
that's a lot.
That's like a gimme. That should be like the center square.
And for all of you who are not following me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Lindsay Baseball.
There you go. Bingo. Ireland uses the phrase, "We've seen how that movie ends." Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does
use
that phrase a lot.
Oh,
"We've seen how that movie ends." All right. More on the Mason and Ireland bingo card. Where's my cake? Yep, that's common for me. That's common for me. Bergman shows up and ruins everything.
Oh, that's mean.
Oh, yeah. Corporate Greg, he puts his hands into something that's going to fall apart. Ireland defends the Lakers. Well, I mean, frankly, that's his job, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, his job is to defend the Lakers. A lot of times he does the show while holding his paycheck and looking at it. Mason talks about Popeyes or donuts. I mean, these are my two favorite foods. An ideal meal for me is the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes and then donuts from DK's Donuts in Santa Monica. That is the ideal meal. So, yes, it will get mentioned. Sophie Fredo voice.
Oh, that's pretty rare, but it does happen.
Yeah, no, it does happen. It absolutely happens.
Yes, it does happen from time to time. All right. Jacob and Ronnie Jingle. Happens at least one time
definitely.
A show, right?
Yeah.
Our friend Jacob Imrani. Reference to Juan or Lisa. Yep, happens all the time.
There's
another one. That one would come up a lot. Cleveland alert. No question for Lindsay. Cleveland alert.
I feel like it's been a while. Been a while since we did that.
It has been a while since we've had a Cleveland alert. Weirdly, you're in Cleveland while you're doing this, and you've somehow refrained.
I think we just kind of stopped doing the Cleveland alert thing, because I've talked about – I think it's more of a you thing. You know, like I talked about it last week. I went to a baseball game, went to an Indian
game. I know.
Game.
I saw the pictures on Instagram of you
Cleveland
at the baseball
alert.
Game with your mom, right?
No, I was with my friend Stephanie.
Oh, with your friend Stephanie. All right. Game host tells each individual player they can play.
Oh, yeah. Georgia can play. Macy can play. Ramona, you can play. Lindsay, you can play. All right.
That's an awesome
one. Jeopardy.
That's an awesome one. Accusations of Googling. Oh, yeah.
That used to happen more often.
You Googled that.
Everybody, I feel like John definitely Googles. Like, let's be serious.
Yeah, I mean,
it's no.
Really?
Greg will text me all the time and be like, oh, my God, he totally Googled that. Because you ask him a question, and he'll be like,
let me think here.
Let's see. What would I – and he acts like he's about to say something, and then all of a sudden he'll be like, oh, he'll spit it out, like, all fast. Like, he's totally Googling.
Michael Thompson was actually busted Googling.
Yeah,
officially busted.
Busted him, yeah.
John Ireland says prayed instead of parade. Prayed. He does that. He also says ambulance.
Does
ambulance
he really?
He does. Lindsay gets annoyed. I think we can already check that one off for today.
I'm always annoyed.
Always. She is just generally annoyed. Mm. Caller calls for Dave Roberts' job. That happens. Not.
Does it really?
Yeah, people do. People blame Dave.
We don't really
Roberts
put that on
everything.
The air, do we?
To put what on the air?
Those calls, do we?
Oh, sure. We don't.
Oh, okay.
You think we screen out callers that
well, I don't know. You're right.
Hey,
we definitely don't screen callers because, like, when we did that game about the joke of the day and the first four were just brutal.
Well,
like, did anybody screen these callers?
We're a little shorthanded. Terrible. Let's not throw Jorge under the bus. He's pressing buttons. He's paying attention to everything. He's really the captain of the ship right now, so
you're
let's
right.
not throw Jorge under the bus. And the last one, Mason comes close to cursing on the air. That does.
Really? I feel like happen. I'm the one who almost curses all the time.
Really?
No, not anymore, but I did that one time. Remember?
Yeah.
I was talking about staying up late at night, and if you want to shoot the, you know, and I was like, whoops, my bad. Oops, not supposed to say that.
You know, I got a tweet here that says that I ignored your difficult day.
I'm fine
blew
with
it.
Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
You're totally okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, honestly, the preschool thing was hard, was going to be hard, but then it wasn't because he just Danny was just mostly upset and didn't really want to play with anybody. And then some other kid threw sand at him, and I was like, dude, you just threw sand at my kid and hit him in the face. And his mom wasn't even watching him.
He was not excited to start school?
No, not at all. He was just like, I thought he would be super excited. We've been talking about it for days. And then when we actually got there, he was like, I don't want to. I want to go home. I was like, okay. And it took like 20 minutes to get him into it. And then finally he starts getting into it. Some kid throws sand in his face. And like the other kid's mom wasn't even watching. And I was like, yo, am I supposed to say something to your kid?
We should put Ramona Brings Up Daniel on the bingo.
Oh yeah. Bingo! Somebody just tweeted, Troy Easter, why do you act as if Ryan Coogler isn't a big deal? He directed Black Panther and Space Jam, among countless others. Yeah, Creed. No, it's not that Ryan Coogler. I would know if it was the Ryan Coogler. It is just a guy who happens to share the same name. It's not the real Ryan Coogler. All right, is there anything that we missed on the bingo card? You heard all of the squares. Is there anything we missed? 877-710-ESPN.
I know what we missed.
Okay, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true.
That is true.
Momo during an interview. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should definitely be there.
Yeah.
877-710-ESPN. Also, coming up for you, yeah, you probably heard the news that Cam Newton has been cut by the New England Patriots.
That's Jorge, not me. That's Jorge. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I have actually gotten tweets today from Rams fans who say we should sign Cam Newton to be our backup. Tell you what I think about that. Mom will tell you what she thinks about that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.